This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad 6-1 and coming off a midseason bye week. Next up, they will host Stony Brook on Saturday. And first of all, Coach, I know a lot of people I talk to really would love to have the bye week exactly where you had it, almost mid-season. Was it at the right time for you, and do you feel like it really kind of replenished the troops?
Yeah, Matt, I think it's coming at a really good time. You know, maybe a week earlier to split up the two longer road trips from William & Mary and then turning around the next week and going down to JMU would have been a good weekend as well. But now that we're where we're at, and, you know, it came when it did, it worked out really well. And the other positive about it, as you and I were talking about off the air, it also coincided with our fall break. So our guys not only were able to, you know, refresh a little bit and take a little step back as from the physical part of the season, they also were able to, you know, clear their minds and get off of campus a little bit, go home, see their families, and didn't have class. So the mental stress of midterms and all that is behind us now as well. So I think it worked out pretty well. And now, you know, we're looking forward to, as you mentioned, our game this upcoming weekend versus Stony Brook. It's our homecoming. So we're expecting another good crowd. We had two great crowds for our only two home games so far. Five of our first seven were on the road. So it'll be good to get back into Villanova Stadium. And we're expecting a really good crowd. It's a 3:30 game for homecoming versus Stony Brook.
And Stony Brook will come into this one 4-3. They also are coming off a bye. Their last game, they lost a tough one to New Hampshire. They played James Madison tough, Rhode Island. What do you see on film? What do they bring to the table?
They're really good. They have good size up front on both sides of the ball. They have aggressive style of play on both sides of the ball. Their collection of wideouts are really good. The quarterback's an athletic guy. He's the one that I'm sure a lot of people saw the play. It may have been even in one of the Sports Center plays on the last play of the game. The quarterback scrambled for 50-plus yards to win the game against Rhode Island. And, you know, they're really good. They have a good mixture, kind of similar to us, I think, but they have a good mixture of some older, experienced guys mixed in with, you know, some of the younger guys that may be first-time starters but have been in the program for a couple of years. So it's going to be another typical CAA game. As you mentioned, they took JMU into overtime. They had a real close game against New Hampshire, and that's just how this league is. You can't look at records. You can't compare scores versus common opponents. You just have to be ready to show up and face the opponent, regardless of who the CAA opponent is that day, on the day you're playing them, and you have to go out and play a clean game, and that's what we're hoping we can do this weekend.
You're sitting at 6-1, which I think is even more impressive when you consider five of the seven were on the road. But now it all evens out, and starting with Saturday, four of your last five are at home. I mean, just what does it mean to kind of be positioned at this point and have the schedule, obviously tough opponents across the board, but be home for the home stretch is big?
Well, I hope it's going to help. You know, I mean, when you did look at the schedule in the preseason and you notice how many road games we did have, you know, you're like, wow, we don't play much in front of our home crowd early on, at least for the first half, if not a little more. But now we're back. And so, like I said, our guys are excited to play here and we're excited to get back in front of the home crowd and all that stuff. So we'll see. I mean, we had pretty good success on the road. I think in our conference call on Monday, you know, Rob Washburn and the guys down there at the CAA office, I think the road team teams have won maybe a little more than the home team. So I'm hoping that doesn't hold true going into our next stretch, as you mentioned, because we have four out of the five at home. So, but I know our guys are excited to get home and, you know, get off the road a little bit. And I'm hoping the home field advantage will definitely be something that we can lean on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.